Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a holler, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you ain't trying to, you know, call me, I understand. Some of you are a little nervous about that proposition. So, I always say that you can email me your questions, comments, concerns. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com is the email. Once again, that email is SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Our social network also. I think y'all know that. If you don't know, I'll tell you, our social network. So feel free to... If you have Facebook, join my Smooth Drama group on Facebook. It is a Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. And we talk about pretty much everything on there. So dive in. Also, I just ask you, just Google me. You Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, and you want to talk, I'm available. So please get to know me. Jump in. I love hearing from you. And wow. Speaking of loving you and loving hearing from you. Oh man, how do I start up tonight? Spicing it up. There's a Spanish inventor, Sergey Santos. He created a sex doll, and it's equipped with the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, and his name is Samantha. And old Samantha, Samantha is a designed to respond to gentle seduction. I don't know. I mean, is there another kind of seduction? There's gentle seduction, and then there's what Samantha does. I don't know. Anyway, what she does is she's his go-to when his wife isn't in the mood. So what he's done is he has a built-in woman, but his wife is cool with it because it's not a real human. I don't know how that goes. Yeah. It's really, really weird because basically he's with her and he has sex with the sex. I don't know. You can't call it sex. What do you call it? It's a sex doll, but it's artificial intelligence. So I don't know. Is it supposed to be intelligent and talk to you, whatnot? And he says it has improved their marriage. You know, because his explanation is, hey, a man wants to feel in general that the woman is, and I quote Mr. Santos, the woman is desperate to have sex with him. And if a man feels like the woman will not enjoy sex fully, Most men do not like the sex, and this is the cause of many sexual problems. Unquote. So, yeah, Sergey is like, look, this is how it goes down. when she ain't in the mood, I got the artificial doll. So my question would be to the ladies, and any gentlemen who are listening. I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, if it's not a sex doll, it's not that, you know, that blow up doll thing. It's artificial intelligence, meaning that basically you got your man is with Siri or Cortana or Alexa, whichever one you want to call it, but it's called Samantha. So it's this artificial intelligence that listens and responds to him and his gentle seduction. And so in this gentle seduction, you know, they get amorous. I mean, can you watch your man have sex with a sex doll? I mean, you know, hey, I'm not hating on people's kink. You know, there's a little kink in everybody, and there's some things that people can tolerate. Some people can tolerate a little bit more. Some people tolerate a whole lot less. What can you tolerate when it comes to this? I mean, because, you know, we hear when people talk about having threesomes, you know, generally it's of the human variety. And, you know, people get testy over that, right? And then, of course, there are the people who are swingers, polyamorous, and just people who are just flat out curious, and they're just like, well, whatever. I had the experience, and it was what it was. It is what it is. Now, is it a different kind of experience? Because I would always be interested in how people feel about you sharing it with the robot and he getting it, and then you start thinking, like, is he hitting the robot more than he's hitting me? And do you get jealous over that? Do you jump? I mean, I don't know how that goes. Do you jump in? Is there a threesome with a sex doll, an artificially intelligent sex doll? Yeah, I mean, because there's a whole lot of moving parts there. And so, you know, because as he said, if the woman's not going to enjoy the sex, he's not going to like it. You know, which is the sound of a pleaser, right? If you're one of those guys who gets off on pleasing the woman, then I think this is kind of what you're looking for, right? And so, passion in a relationship, does that? Do you think it'd be a passionate relationship? And then conversely, do you think women, if you have a man that won't have sex with you, I mean, as we know, there are a lot of relationships where, you know, the men won't have sex with the woman. And so if she brought home an artificial intelligent doll, being whatever, would that be an issue? I mean, I think we kind of know the answer would be like, hell no, why you got a sex doll? Even though most men will concede that their woman has the rabbit vibrator, whichever one you want to call it. They may even be walking around with the underwear with the rabbit in it. You know, just, I feel good now. I'm at work. Whew. So, those are the moving parts there. I thought it was interesting. And I would ask people, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me what you think about that. You know, and shout out to my listeners in Indonesia. I didn't know that people listen to internet radio in Indonesia. Shout out to y'all. Love y'all. Whoever that 5% that's listening there, you my peeps. And if I can ever learn to speak Indonesian, I will try. It will probably be really, really horrible because I'm really old now and sometimes I can mess up the English. So Russia, Indonesia, United Emirates, all you people that are listening to me, I'll mess up your language. You'll be mad at me. You probably won't. You probably laugh at me like stupid American. But I'm just saying, I appreciate your listenership, so I wanted to give y'all a shout out. And I'd be curious to hear what y'all got to say. I mean, do you believe in sex dolls? Artificially intelligent sex dolls? Because I always say it's like 20 years from now. It's a wrap. Is it a wrap for humans? They done created the Skynet. They done created the means to their end. I won't have to really worry about it too much. Because I just figured, like, when you get to that point where you can't bust a nut no more, nothing matters anymore. Anyway. I'm going to move on. Yeah. BET. Apparently, BET is bringing Boomerang back as a half-hour TV show. They announced that they're giving a straight-to-series order for Boomerang. Supposedly, it's going to be, and I'm going to quote their words, exploring contemporary workplace dynamics, including the changing role of gender, office politics, relationships, and the conflicts between Generation X and the millennials. So, you know, of course, when I heard that, I just had one thought. This. Yeah. Hell no. What the hell? Contemporary workplace dynamics, including the changing role of gender, office pop. Get that shit out of here. Who cares about? Well, apparently they do. So all those words means that it's not going to be funny. There's going to be a whole lot of stuff that had nothing to do. And if you don't remember Boomerang, one of those classic movies, Eddie Murphy, where he's a straight up gigolo, but he was a player. And he ran into Robin Givens, who was the ultimate player, like in real life, so she was like playing her real self. And she played him. Got him strung out. And it took Halle Berry falling in love with him, well, liking him from forever, and they fall in love, and then he goes back, and he understands that what true love is. As her immortal line was, love should have brought your ass home last night. I don't think that you can encompass that in the series. And plus, it's BET. I mean, I strain myself because I can't say I'm an undercover fan of being Mary Jane. That was as far as I could go BET, because the rest of that stuff is like, it's like shots. I'm like dodging hollows on the block watching BET. That's how it just irks me, right? And so to hear that they're gonna bastardize one of my favorite movies, and make it into something that's going to be totally not worthy of viewership. Because I'm just going to say it's more than likely going to have some supreme coonery and a whole bunch of other stuff that I don't even want to talk about. Because I spent way too much time talking about it. Boomerang on BET. How do I feel about it? Just like that. And on that note, I need to go on break. This is Elzai, the to-do list.
I'm only trying to do what I set out to do. To build faith to step out on to move a mountain to. Thank God every day for blessing me. And keep the best rep accessories in my Chesapeake. Another year is past to usher in a new one. In first class, so the seats were plusher when we flew in. Tonight we might be in your city just to rock a show. So I'ma need your arm to lift high as a rocket go in deep space. I plan to make y'all see that I'm so far ahead of my time that the big and little hand struggles to keep pace. And just between us two, that's a must do. Like showing love to everybody, but only trust you. I've written down some things to accomplish to put these pompous, arrogant pricks inside a maze without a compass. What they accomplish is part of my to-do list. Along with living life and spotting Judas in the doofus. And staying student to everything that I hardly know. Jog a little, lift weights, do some cardio. Get rest, drink lots of Aquafina. Add that to eating cleaner. Graduate from a challenger to a beamer. Just watch me. Get the bread, the girl, and gold throne. Forget about my exes, there's no need to hold on. The memories of sex, bonfires, cold stone. Delete all of the new tips that's in my old phone. Press reset. This time around, I'm bound to get my respect. From those who treat this God gift like it's the devil's reject. I wonder if they know just how focused I am on getting mine. Keep it right under my nose, don't watch me hitting sign. Cause I'm just trying to do what I set out to do. To build faith, to step out on and move a mountain to. Thank God every day for blessing me. And keep the best dress accessories in my Chesapeake. I'm only trying to do what I set out to do. To build faith, to step out on to move a mountain to. Thank God every day for blessing me. And keep the best dress accessories in my Chesapeake. Come up with some new rhyme schemes and patterns. Different cadences, accurate wordplay. You think it can't exist? A slow snail, pedicure, toenails, and five-star hotels. At the W, taking no L's. Lounging with a gorgeous view from the balcony. Create gold bars by pushing lead, call it alchemy. Stay out the belly of the beast, dripping Christ's blood. Without a blood sacrifice for ice and some nice dust. Execute all the things I've written down. Stack up extra loot by sticking to my guns like an exosuit. Stay the flyest level below the highest altitude. Hey, I'm just trying to do what I set out to do. I plan on getting my buzz back. I plan on being ready for when it does crack. I plan to go at whoever awakes the sleeping giant. Instead of keeping silent, whether sheep or tyrant. It's all a part of my to-do list. Such as writing about life lessons that some of you miss. Connecting with the queen so we can build a pyramid. She could be rolling ganja in the Honda somewhere in Madrid or K-Time. Off of Sean Don, aging like fine wine. Not like the effects of time that turned grapes brown. I'm trying to mold melody and shape sound for those looking to escape where yellow caution tapes found. Learn the business. Turn a blind eye to all mistakes to gaze. Make a wave, never burn the bridges. Achieve what I try to do. Look at the bigger picture from a wider view. Stay on the righteous path and the proudest you. Make you see I'm a grenade displayed in the kamikaze charade. Betrayed by the deceased to the EC praise. Know yourself, don't pay attention to what others posting online. Cause a facade is the most you gon' find. Get popped the crib, meditate, cut off a jerk or two. I can't front, I got some work to do.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Elzai, the to-do list. Woo! 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so I know y'all saw it. Seen it? This is where I can speak my broken English so that some black folks will say, All right, he does know how to talk black. I seen it. Let me tell y'all, I seen it. Is that black? I'm always curious as to what black is, aside from the fact that I don't sell out, I don't hate on my people, I don't eat slave food, all that stuff that so-called black people do. Not that I'm being sidetracked, but, you know, I'm being sidetracked here. Some of that stuff irks me. Oh, you don't sound black. I don't know what sounding black is. Because if sounding black is, yo, I know I'm Shan, and I got to say some stupid stuff, and I got to let you see my draw. I don't respect that. That's just me. I'm going to talk about somebody not black, though. It's something that has nothing to do with being black, I hope. President Trump and his regime. Like, I try not to talk. You can't not talk about it. I mean, it is amazing. He is on body number 32 and counting. I mean, 15 months. He's got a year and a quarter. 15 months in. And he has 32 bodies. That comes up to like 2.1 bodies a month. So it's like every 2 weeks he has fired somebody. The latest one, the forced resignation of Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert. Now, where I'm from, if they force you to resign, they have fired your ass. It's like, look, you need to quit, or we gonna kill everybody, or we gonna put out them pictures of you running around naked with vibrators in your booty. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's amazing. I see, because I miss Bush. Because people can put him up against Bush. And I always say the comparison between him and Bush is not even, because Bush was funny. I could watch, but I can't watch this dude, but I could watch Bush, because we knew Bush was going to say something stupid and funny. It was like clockwork. And I always talk about this, where this dude, I mean, he has dropped 32 people in 15 months. You know, it's only 65 people, 65 White House, quote-unquote, high-level position total. So he didn't drop about half of his staff. And that's not counting the ones that he's gone through 2-3 times. I mean, dude is on top of his game. When it's like he's doing his show. I mean, I hate that we talk about he's doing his show, but I mean, he's definitely doing it. He's doing historical stuff. Not that it matters. I mean, to me, he's just another cracker in the White House. But I digress. Speaking of the bodies, he's also considering firing his Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, because Rosenstein okayed the raid on the hotel room of Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney. And this was at the result of a referral by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who's investigating the Russian interference. And of course, Trump is looking at firing him too. So stay tuned. Because, I mean, we know his methodology states that he's going to fire somebody 2 weeks from now. So today is the 10th. So if I look at my calendar, on the 24th of April, somebody getting fired. And conversely, on May 8th, according to his work rate, when I say work rate, you know, he works hard to mess stuff up. May 8th, he's going to fire somebody else. So get your calendar up. Every 2 weeks, he is getting that bowling ball, and he is just, you know, perfect form, strike. He is knocking them out. So I'm looking, April 24th, the week of April, it's like the week of April 22nd through 28th. I'm expecting somebody to get fired there. And then the week of May 6th through the 12th, somebody getting fired. He is getting rid of their ass. Oh, he also was thinking about firing Attorney Jeff Sessions. But right now, he's targeting Rosenstein. So give him a while. You know, he's just scratching him off the list like, you know what? I don't like you. You know, you didn't brush your teeth the right way. You smell like Slim Jim, and not the beef Slim Jim that I like. You was trying to be vegan and eating turkey Slim Jim, so I got to fire you. I mean, he's just making up stuff at this point, right? It's just, you watch it, and you're just amazed. Like, this dude, special. Like the kind of special that you buy in a secondhand store. You know, the raspberry beret. I think I love him. I can't say that because I don't love. I love him in the sense, the true sense of the bizarro way of loving somebody. Me am love you. And if you don't know who Bizarro is the Superman clone that everything he says is the exact opposite. So, me am love you means I want to put my hand through your chest and pull your heart out and throw it as far as I can. Anyway, I could get thrown off the air. Is that like threatening somebody to kill them? Or is that just making a straight up? It ain't pop culture, but comic book reference. Anyway, speaking of making a comic book reference, it's not a comic book, but it's not comical. Flint, y'all know I bring up Flint every month because, you know, we're still waiting. It's been approved with 2018. We're in April 2018, and we're still waiting because it was approved for 2020, all the pipes to be done. But I'm not talking about that. I ain't talking about that. That's something that's resolved. Wink, wink. You know, 2014, and the state admitted its mistake and took that corrective action that I just talked about at the end of 2014. Supposedly the government has monitored the city's water, right? Now, they say for nearly 2 years, lead levels have been below the federal action level. But until last Friday, the officials were hesitant to declare the water safe, meaning if you take a shower, that shit will kill you, unquote. So, Governor Rick Snyder came out Friday. You know, the bastard that is presiding over killing a whole bunch of people in Flint, Michigan. Majority of them poor black folks. Shout out to Rick Snyder, who And people said that they were mortified when I wished bad stuff. I'm not going to wish bad stuff on Governor Rick Snyder, but I hope the bad thoughts that he wishes on the people in Flint, that they come back in the circle and get his punk ass. Anyway, what does he do? He says, and I quote, "For the past 2 years, I have repeatedly been asked when I would declare the water safe in Flint. And I have always said that no arbitrary decision would be made, that we would let the science take us to that conclusion." Why am I talking about this? I mean, because we all know ain't nothing going to happen in Flint till 2020, right? Nope. Nope. Guess what? On Friday, he made the decision to discontinue the bottled water delivery service. What was that? Oh, y'all didn't know? In Flint, people don't trust the running water. One, because the governor has never declared it safe, and because pretty much if you take a shower, you are basically saying you want lead poisoning. Anyway, so they had bottled water delivery service where they would deliver bottled water to the residents of Flint. So it's hard that I'm saying this, and it's not funny, but hygiene is probably not that high in Flint, Michigan. Because you can't take, like, real showers because you have bottled water. And you probably want to drink it. You can't. I mean, you can if you want to, you know, make yourself a little bit more susceptible to lead poisoning and cancer. You can shower in Flint. But if you want to, is that like a catch-22? If you want to live, you don't bathe as much? Ain't that how the plague started in the Roman Empire, whatnot, in the Middle Ages? Where people, the church said, don't bathe no more. And people just stopped bathing, and the rest is nasty plague history. So Flint wouldn't necessarily be the most hygienic place because, hell, the people can't shower unless they want to have lead poisoning. So anyway, Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha, whose research exposed the spike in Flint's kids' blood lead levels and forced the state to admit its mistake, she says the discontinuance of the bottled water delivery is contrary to the available science, meaning the truth, meaning the lead levels are still bad. See, because what they're doing is, and this is the funny part, they are currently replacing thousands of lead pipes connecting water mains to people's homes, making it only the third city to undertake wholesale lead pipe removal after Lansing and Madison, Wisconsin, which is kind of scary. All the cities in the United States, only three of them have gone through wholesale lead pipe removal, meaning we could all be like when you take in those romantic showers together, that's that lead poison, that cancer shower. Anyway. Hannah Atisha says research has shown that pipe replacement and even street work can temporarily increase the amount of lead coming out of household faucets, because vibrations from the construction can dislodge lead particles in the pipe. And the work in Flint won't be finished until later next year at the earliest. And we know when it comes to construction, next year means 2.5-3 years. maybe even four. Because construction workers, they are on CP time. They are definitely on CP time, colored people's time. They are late all the time. So, as Dr. Hannah Tisha says, this is a period of increased risk. Now, think about that for a second. It is increased risk in a place where you can't shower. Like I said, think about it for a second. It is increased risk in a place where you already can't shower. You can't drink out the water fountain already because it'll literally kill you. And so it's already bad, and then replacing it makes it worse. And so during this time, when it's actually worse, my hater of the week, I don't even need to go through it on Thursday, but I will. Rick Snyder, hater of the week. I mean, can he be the hater of the week for the rest of the week? Maybe. I don't know, but we talked about it. So, he stops the water delivery. You won't be getting clean water, Flint. You have to pay for it. Mind you, this is the same place where the people have to pay their water bill. Even though the water will kill, I have to pay for the stuff that is killing me and my kids and anybody else I know and anybody else they know in the city. I mean, if you want to murder somebody, and I mean, and this is horrible, like on some super gangster shit, it's like you would set them, you would run a bathtub full of water and you would set that person in the water. That's how gangster you can be in Flint. You ain't even got to be hardcore. It like, man, look, if you don't tell me what's happening, I'm going to put you in this bathtub. I'm going to run the bathwater. No. That's how bad it is. And it's even worse. And homie, you can't even get the bottled water. He's like, you know what? We not even gonna give it to you. So it's like the people in Flint, I don't know. I mean, are y'all in Flint, are y'all voting for this cat, Rick Snyder? See, let's look at the fact. Rick Snyder is a Republican, right? You know, supposedly that's like, I don't know if it was a Democratic state shit, but you would think that a dude that poisoned a whole population, that oversaw the poisoning of a whole population, would be the lamest lame duck ever. And he could never get reelected, but he's still in office. So, question is that an indictment of the people there? Is that an indictment? I mean, because we speak clearly, right? An indictment of the people in that they vote for a guy who has no caring about killing poor black folks. I mean, not that we're shocked by that, right? You're not shocked by that. But the fact that he still has a job and everybody who had anything to do with that has a job is kind of appalling, right? He gets reelected. Now, you talk about the morality of people. What does that say about a population when a dude is killing people? and you know he's killing people, and you still vote for him. You voting for a killer. We ain't even talking about voting for the lesser of two evils. When you vote for him, you're voting for evil. He is evil. When you're talking about money and budget and all this stuff, they'll find a budget to keep the Lions in Detroit. But you can't help folks who can't take a shower because the water kill them. I need a break. That's what I need. I need a break. So I guess I'm going to go on break. This is Sky Zoo. Sound like.
At the core, there's a warmth. There's a facetiousness. There's a bit of irony. Those are the things that life consists of. That's always been in my life and always will be because it's really me.
Sound like we're back to the part where you get reminded. We're catching everything that you thought of make you rewind it. Like everything you knew that you caught, you still behind it. So everything you get is in part, just like a sign. Part of it sound more like sitting under the floor. Might be enough to sit you above with all of your flaws, like, and all of your flaws are singing in uniform, like. And then you take note with these harmonies to harm, like. It sound like smoke out of the scoop, hot as crayon. And then the smoke clears, and everybody you flake on. And may y'all continue to pray on. Who you boot on, like, stay on. And make a seance out of a nuance. And say y'all get in the way, y'all, of what I've been doing. My catalog is like Avon, me brother moves on. Do y'all. It's repeat and we about to pause for it. Do we even pause for the pause good? This what it sound like. When you get a sound like, and everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of round like. Better that it sound like raising a 4-5 and making the floor rise. All while explaining the part side. All while changing the car ride and aiming at all sides. All while playing the far side and praying the car dies. If you was low enough to get lost by whoever had a set on your north side, closer than a rear view, lower than a pair to, where they grow weight and throw weight like a man do, and at the roots of it all, there'd be more to enhance to, say to do what you do with your arms that you compare to, it sound like a fist in the air, meets a brick in the air, meets a jet, meets a vision impaired, or it sound like vision's impaired, and depending on how you pronounce both is what'll get you impaired, it sound like rug money that's turning the plug money, that's turning the overturning the plug money, and that's what it sound like when you get a sound like, and everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of ground like. Embedded that it sound like a run that ain't nobody ever ran on. Ship it high with it, no dance on. You get your stand on for whoever they got you beside. Until your G's drop out when it be time to align. Line up like 12 when they be trying to collide. They add you on by trying to divide. Never time, no me. No, I put the sublime in the subliminal. They fan base want big something. Mine did a few. And when your face spitting that shit and you seeing surprise, I'm Eric Benton with Kyle. I'm feeding them from behind. Wordy Kenny. All this work, you working with me. Soon as even work out a verse or work a semi. Blocked out like I King, 30-20. Through the pump faking, they thinking I work with semi. A lot of lines, I leave you the time to go and break those. Meanwhile, I'm ducking from plain clothes. Is this what it sound like? When you get a sound like, and everything above it wind up on the ground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it cut out of ground like. Now bet what it sound like.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Sky Zoo. Sound like 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Ooh. The new Jim Crow. What is the new Jim Crow? The old Jim Crow. Because everybody else, oh, it's the new Jim Crow. Like something has changed. No, it's the old Jim Crow. What am I talking about, the old Jim Crow? All right. So, February 2015, 3 years ago, right? Two brothers, black men, Smith and Washington. They were part of a group of five who broke into two houses in Millbrook, Alabama. When the police responded to the scene, the two sides exchanged gunfire. Body camera footage played in court showed Washington running towards an officer pointing a gun at him. The officer then shot and killed Washington. So, what happened? Circuit Judge Sibley Reynolds sentenced Smith, Lakeith Smith, to 65 years in prison, 30 years for a felony murder, 15 for burglary, and two 10-year sentences for theft. Now, why did Lakeith Smith, who was 15 years old at the time, 3 years ago, he's now 18. He was tried as an adult. And so even though he was a minor, he was still tried as an adult. He didn't shoot the young man, Adante Washington. But he got 30 years for a felony murder for not shooting, but just being there. Now, he declined the plea deal that would have sentenced him to 25 years in prison. Which, I mean, you know. So they throw the book at him. Now, when I say the new Jim Crow, you think about this for a second. He got 30 years for a murder that he did not commit. The cop killed his friend. He's a minor at 15. He shot nobody. Now, of course, he was part of the robbery. Shouldn't have been there for the robbery. The breaking and entering. You know, hey, he got two 10-year sentences for theft. He got 20 years for theft. And 15 more for burglary. It's like, is there a difference between burglary and theft? I thought burglary was theft, but apparently it's not. So he got 35 years for theft. He was 15. Yeah, we letting that sink in for a second. He got 30 more because the cop killed his friend. And, you know, I don't argue and I don't advocate, you know, because when cops have a hard job, yeah. And, you know, when they shoot unarmed people, it's an uproar. When they shoot armed people, can't really argue, right? But a 15-year-old, he needed that scare, but not 35 years worth. So he's no good to regular society. Now, of course, to the prison complex industry, he is gold. Because he's in there for the rest of his life. I mean, he can't get out till he's 80, right? Because he's 18. He's been in jail this whole, he's in juvenile hall. But now he's going to go to the real jail where they're going to introduce him to rhythm. And when I say rhythm, that's when dude raping, then another dude raping, then another dude raping. That's that rhythm. That's what he got. And he got 30, you know, he's got 30 years, that new Jim Crow thing, where they're going to, because you were with someone and the police had to shoot y'all in the felony robbery, whatnot. So they're going to give the time to you for what the policeman did. So this the first one that I've heard of. I'm going to guess this not going to be the last one we hear of. Because what? You know, they've been killing black men immemorial, right? So we have to change it. We have to change the narrative. So how do we change the narrative? Hey, they was committing a crime, so we had to shoot them. So because they were there, we're going to give them the time because the officer shot their friend. Now, there's no logic to anything that I just said when it comes to him getting the time because the cop murdered his friend. I mean, there's white logic, and then there's just, we know that's just justice system for us. And so that takes me into my Groundhog Day, right?
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Yeah. Speaking of which, what is that happened again? Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, looking for an endorsement way back in 2006 when he posed the question, when a deputy shoots somebody, which way is better financially, to cripple them or kill them for the county? Somebody off camera says, kill them. He answers, absolutely. Because if you cripple them, you have to take care of them for life, and that cost goes way up. There's video for this. Now, obviously, he's been in power since 2006. And conversely, he's the sheriff of a California county with an outsized number of police shootings. Is it a coincidence? Is it Groundhog Day? Yes. Is it a coincidence? No. But I mean, this is the kind of thinking that is involved. So when we talk about what we just talked about, where the new Jim Crow is, I shoot a black man committing a crime, and then if he has co-conspirators, I give them the time. I give them the time for my murdering of their accomplice. And then we have, you know, the mentality. I mean, because 2006 is when he came out with this. It's 2018, so he's been in charge this whole time. He's like, hey, it costs too much to leave their ass alive. You got to kill them. And I mean, so we just look at it. What is that a national phenomenon? 2006. 2006 is when we could say that there was that rash of police killing of black folks. I mean, was it a national mandate? I don't know. But it sure sounds fishy, don't it? You know. And in this county, 13 people were killed by police in 2015. The county had less than 900,000 residents, but more fatal shootings than New York, which had 9 the same year. And we know New York got, what, 8, 9, 10 million people? So in his county, there were more deaths per person than in New York City that has, what, 10 times more the population. He goes on to say, when a guy makes a bad shoot on somebody and kills them, $3 million in the family goes away. So, you know, if you're in Kern County, don't do, well, I mean, it don't take much to get shot nowadays. I mean, you start talking about another way for a black man to get shot and killed. And I won't just say black men. We say black people. I mean, because sometimes it comes off as, I don't want to come off as sexist, because we know that the police will kill a black woman too. They will choke your sexy ass out too. Beyond shadow of a doubt, they'll put a bullet in you and say that you were a crack whore or whatever. So we know that's a reality. And so the Daily News there, Trish Ashley, said this is an example of poor leadership. And he's shutting himself off from the union as well. And, you know, of course, we know they weren't taken out of context. Those are pretty straightforward words. Hey, it costs too much to leave them alive. Kill them. I mean, is there any other? There's no ha 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 ha. None of that. It costs too much, and I keep saying it. It costs too much to leave them alive. Just kill them. You know, your life's not worth anything. And now we're at a point where if you're foolish enough to be out there committing a crime with somebody, if they kill your homie, they're going to give you the jail time. Now think about that for a second. I'm with somebody. I mean, not that big of a stretch. I'm with somebody. They commit a crime. Police shoot them. I get framed and I get 30 years. Because the police shot a dude that I was with. Potentially could happen. Kind of scary, right? I mean, because we all know. The Groundhog Day was, we all know that our lives mean nothing. Black lives do not matter. I mean, I can throw that umbrella out there and say poor people's lives don't matter. But our lives matter even less. This is a common theme. The fact is, and what I wanted to make when I talked about the Rick Snyders and the young bloods of the world is that they're voted in by those people. So we can say that it's just those people, those individuals, but what about the people who vote them in and keep voting them in? We let them off the hook too? And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and you know what it is. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth. Drama. Smooth.